As you know, we're continuing to navigate unprecedented times, and part of our effort here at KCBS is to get answers to your questions that pop up around everything that's changed recently. Each weekday morning at 9:20, we're doing an Ask an Expert segment, each day focusing on a different aspect of the big picture. And today, it's about unemployment, jobs, benefits, things the state and federal government may have set up. How do you deal with it? Today, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by George Warner, fellow with the Wage Protection Program at Legal Aid at Work. George, first, good morning, and thanks so much for the time. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I mean, I feel lucky to have a job right now. So.
Yeah, so many people like that. And I would assume that in your line of work right now, it's pretty busy.
Yeah, it's I don't think I've ever been this busy.
All right. So let's see. Well, here's the drill, of course. We've got questions from our listeners. They've been sent in to us at askus@kcbsradio.com. We'll throw them at you. Take as good a stab as you can, and don't be afraid to tell us that's one that's not in your sweet spot, and we'll move on, okay?
Yeah, that's fine. And can I just make a plug first that if there's a question that I can't answer right now, good resources are our website, legalaidatwork.org/unemployment. And the EDD, the Employment Development Department's website, also has an FAQ section devoted to coronavirus-related issues, and that's another good place to look.
Terrific. It's good to get that on the board. All right. Let's start with the list then here. And so here we go. The first one here, George, is prior to COVID-19, I had a full-time and part-time job. I lost a part-time job due to the virus. Am I eligible for unemployment, considering both jobs were necessary to support my family? My part-time job was about a third of my total income.
Yeah, so this is a tough question. The answer is maybe. And just to start off, I would say that I wish that the system focused on whether or not you were getting income that was necessary to support your family, but it's not as that's not how it works. So essentially, if you're making less than $600 now because you've lost income, you may be eligible. So if you're making less than $600 now and you've lost more than a quarter of your income, you may be eligible. And if there's any doubt as to your eligibility, I encourage you to apply. And if you're still working part-time and you get disqualified for 1 week, I encourage you to reopen your application in a later week, if you're earning less in a later week.
Okay. And this is maybe a time for a quick detour for so many people who've never been through this process before. It's bewildering, it's humbling, and all of that. Are we finding that people are able to get through via the website in the majority of cases at EDD?
Yeah, the EDD website has not. There's been some discussion about the EDD website crashing. It has not crashed as far as we know. The website isn't open 24 hours a day, which confuses some people because most websites are open 24 hours a day. But if you go when the website is open, then you should be able to apply. That's the best way to apply. Next week, there will be a new call center open, and so call center hours will be expanded from 8 to 12 to 8 to 8. But there's still such a demand on the system right now that I really encourage listeners to apply via the website if at all possible, even if it means having someone else from your household helping you walking through the application with you, getting a child or another person who may be a little bit more tech savvy than you to go through the application with you.
Okay.
And that's uio.edd.ca.gov.
Okay, great. And what we'll try to do is make sure that we get these URLs linked up in our transcript of this conversation, which will be posted on kcbsradio.com/askanexpert, usually around midday by the time we get the transcription all cleaned up. Next question. I'm 62 years old. I was temporarily laid off because of COVID-19. I am receiving unemployment benefits. When the shelter-in-place order is relaxed and my employer calls me back to work, if I do not believe that it's safe for me to return at that time due to possibility of virus exposure, do I have the right to delay returning to work and still receive unemployment benefits?
Yeah, so if you don't need to accept work that's not suitable to you. And I think that if there's a real safety issue about returning to your workplace, then you can still accept unemployment insurance benefits. if this person isn't able to accept any work, then unemployment insurance may not be the best benefit for them. Instead, they should likely apply for disability insurance because they're truly unable to work. But if it's a concern with a specific workplace, like for example, the workplace is crowded or hasn't implemented specific safety measures, then yes, they cannot accept that new job.
Okay, next question, and some of these are ones we have tossed out before, may not have gotten adequate answers. So if you're a regular listener, you might say, hang on, I heard that question before, but some of these do bear re-asking as we get more and more information. This one says, I have a question regarding my unemployment application. I moved from Illinois to California end of last year, became unemployed mid-March due to COVID-19, tried to file the application online. However, since I answered yes to the first question, the system doesn't let me continue online, requires me to fax or call instead, and I have not been able to contact the EDD that way, not sure where to print out the form so I can fax them since the libraries are closed. What should I do?
Yeah, that's a tough question. So I first want to note that if all of that person's earnings were in Illinois, they may also be able to apply via the Illinois system, and I don't know enough about what the benefits are between the two systems to know which one is a better option for that worker. But if you have earnings in another state, you can apply in California, but it may be advantageous for some people to apply in the other state's system. I would advise that person to download the forms online. You should be able to fill them out online or fill them out on a computer and then hopefully there are free internet fax systems that they can use. If they're not that tech savvy, I would suggest trying to find some place that's still open to print. And they can also call America's Job Centers are also an option that should still be open right now to assist applicants. But that's a tough question and a kind of a problem in the system right now. People who need to use paper applications are going to have a hard time because of the reality of the world.
Yeah. Okay, next one. I set aside $2,000 in the child care FSA account with my employer for my daughter's summer school this year. However, summer schools are almost certain to be canceled. Are there any provisions in the FSA rules that allow participants to make changes to the plan because of this? And can I get the amount I set aside back if I'm not able to spend it due to this obvious life-changing event?
Yeah, so I can't answer that, but I think you should talk to your FSA plan administrator about that question. But I can mention that workers who are still employed, even if just partially employed or furloughed but still associated with their company, may be able to take paid leave through the Family First Coronavirus Response Act. And that paid leave will be up to two-thirds of pay, up to $200 a day for up to 12 weeks. So people who have a kid at home because school has been closed or other child care has been closed, that's a good option that a lot of people don't know about and they should look into. That paid leave is paid directly by your employer, so it should happen faster. But the employer, it's not the burden ends up being on the federal government because the employer will get all that money back through tax credits.
Okay. How will California help renters who've been unable to work, likely not able to work due to shelter in place for the rest of this month, that may not get their job back afterwards, who have also been struggling to pay rent for years prior to this and still waiting for relief payments from federal and state agencies, pay the rent in May, June, and July?
Yeah. So California, there's an eviction. Californians will not be evicted for 90 days after the shelter in place orders are lifted, and there are a lot of additional protections in place on the city and county level for renters. Also, because of those protections, I really encourage people to be strategic about what bills they're paying right now if they need to not pay some bills. So if you can't pay some bills, good bills to not pay first are rent and utilities, because almost all utilities companies, if not all utility companies, have said that they will not shut people off right now. So So you can delay those payments, and usually without penalty, you can delay those payments.
Do you need to do something affirmative in either of those cases, write a letter, have it documented, or do you just not pay?
It depends on what your rules are locally, and I'll just say it this way. The safer method is to write a letter to your landlord within 7 days of your rent being due, ideally before your rent is due, saying, I can't pay my rent because of the coronavirus or shelter-in-place or because I lost my job because of shelter-in-place. Writing a letter within 7 days of the rent being due is before rent is due is certainly the safest thing to do. I think in most circumstances it may end up being unnecessary, but it's better to be safe and write a letter to your landlord.
Okay. My problem is that I've not received the debit card necessary to access the EDD funds. I filed, was approved, funds deposited into a Bank of America debit account per the Employment Development Department website. The problem is I haven't gotten the card from Bank of America, so no access to the funds. Can't even log into the B of A account without the three-digit number that comes on the back of the card. What should I do, and is this a system-wide problem, or is it just me?
So the debit cards are run by Bank of America. You should be calling the Bank of America phone number, not the normal Employment Development Department phone number if you're having trouble with your debit card. That number is 866-692-9374. And those call centers are also getting a lot of calls right now. I would encourage you to call. Those call centers are open 24/7, and I've heard from other callers that if you call later in the evening, you may be more likely to get someone quicker. And I do think I haven't heard problems in terms of people never getting their card, but I do think that things might be slower than we'd want them to be given the number of applicants for unemployment insurance right now.
Okay. How does a business owner handle the process for unemployment payments? They have no W-2s except their tax return. I received a notice asking for payroll records. This is coming from a business owner, I assume.
Yeah, so I just want to first speak to workers in this situation. You do not need to wait for your employer to do anything to apply for unemployment insurance, and you should not wait for anything. And if you're in a situation where your employer has paid off of payroll, you likely will need to get in touch with the Employment Development Department to request those records from the employer, because the Employment Development Department will not already have those records on payroll. I don't want to give advice to the employer in this situation, but I will say that they should definitely, to help their workers get their claims as soon as possible, they should be sending in evidence of the amount that their workers were paid, because that's how the Employment Development Department can get money to workers now.
Okay. These next couple of questions, I think, come from the small business owner side. Maybe you can take a crack at them if you know. The first one, how do you check status of my EIDL application? That's the Economic Injury Disaster Loan, one of the many federal programs that have popped up here in the last few weeks.
Yeah, so I can't give too specific advice. I just say that that I would get in touch with either the Small Business Administration or for those who are accessing loans that are run through private banks or private SBA-approved lenders, get in touch with the lender directly.
Okay. Next one, after I apply for the Payroll Protection Plan, another of these programs, how long before I see money?
Yeah, I can't answer that one. I think it depends. It depends. That program is run through private lenders, and it will depend on your lender. My understanding is that the amount of funds for that program was exhausted on Wednesday. So I don't want to say for certain that you're not that. Yeah, you may have missed your chance, unfortunately. But my understanding is that the federal government is trying to extend that program, hopefully with protections in place that will allow true small businesses to get that money and less savvy small businesses to get that money, because it seems like a big flaw in the first program is that the biggest small businesses are the ones that were getting the money, not true mom-and-pop shops. And just to be clear, a small business in the United States includes businesses with as many as 500 employees and oftentimes franchises with even more employees than that. So it's important that that these funds are going to actual small businesses, not what I think any kind of normal person would think of as a mid-size or large business.
Okay. Why does my unemployment benefit have to be a debit card? I can't pay rent with that.
Okay. Yeah, this is a good question. So although you can opt to get paper checks, I encourage you not to opt to get paper checks because my understanding is it will take longer. But once you get the debit card, you can log on to bankofamerica.com and change it to your debit card direct deposits into your traditional bank account. I know that is one more step than really seems necessary, but you can get direct deposit once you get your debit card. And most people, that will be the easiest solution because they can then use their normal banking.
Okay. I'm currently on unemployment since July 2019. Do I qualify for the coronavirus unemployment rate increase?
Anyone who is receiving unemployment between April and July will get the rate increase. And if that person's claim is exhausted, they will be eligible for the 13 additional weeks.
Okay. Then that kind of covers maybe what I'm about to ask. If the isolation order extends beyond my current unemployment end date, will I get an extension? If so, will it be automatic or would I need to renew?
So in that situation, as long as you're continuing to certify for benefits, you should be eligible. You should be getting the money automatically. If your unemployment expires, you may have to reopen your claim, although I can't really give super specific advice to that situation right now because the Employment Development Department has not actually implemented the new 13 weeks yet. So I can't tell you how that's going to work because it's not up and running yet.
Okay. Just a couple more for you here. I was temporarily laid off due to shelter-in-place order. I've filed for unemployment benefits. I will be returning to my former job when shelter-in-place ends. Am I required to search for a new job even though I know I'll be going back to my old one?
Yeah. So in that situation, you likely do not need to search for new work. And my understanding is that actually no one is required to search for new work right now. At least the Employment Development Department's website right now has a guidance saying that no one needs to be searching for work over the next indeterminate period. I will say that it's always safer to search for work, but that person almost certainly does not need to search for work if they truly think if they think they're returning to their old job after the shelter in place is over.
Okay, and so typical in our gig economy, this person says, I'm a contractor, some of my work is 1099, some is W-2, I've never had a formal business checking account, I work out of my home office. Is there any way for me to qualify for assistance?
Yeah, so if you have any W-2 earnings, you should be applying for unemployment insurance now. If you're a true independent contractor under California law, you can wait until April 28th when the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program will become available. But if you have any W-2 earnings over the last 18 months, then you should be applying now. And if you're unsure about whether or not you're truly a contractor under California law or if you're an employee under California law, you should apply now. People who definitely should apply now include Uber drivers, Lyft drivers, people who traditionally work, you know, a 9-to-5 from a company office, and people who are doing the same type of job that their company provides. So if you're a janitor at a janitorial company or a nail salon worker at a nail salon, even if you've been told you're a contractor, I still encourage you to apply for unemployment insurance now. And for some of those workers, pandemic unemployment assistance may ultimately become the better benef- be the better choice for you. But that you can make that decision once pandemic unemployment assistance is actually available to apply for. And I do want to counsel that if you pandemic unemployment assistance may not be the right benefit for some people because it has a lot more limitations than unemployment insurance, and especially as the public health crisis becomes a pure economic crisis, there may be some reasons you'd rather be on unemployment insurance than pandemic unemployment assistance.
George, thanks for the time. Lots of great answers to questions I know people are wrestling with right now. We really do appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure. And I hope everyone stays safe and gets the benefits that they deserve.
Good deal. George Warner is fellow with the Wage Protection Program at Legal Aid at Work.